Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody who wants to their life just a little bit better. Just a little, a lot. Self-improvement, I'm some good people. It is time to improve. You are seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. I'm the one and oh, dude, there will never be another. We want, you know, inside this line, Master himself, comedy, organic, okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your introduction. You know, you remember hearing this phrase, I don't know if you heard it before, but people always say, don't ever say never, because never forever is a long time down, come along, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened, right? People say that all the time, like, don't ever say ever. Change your mind, something may happen. But, you know, yeah. So how you know, how's your day been, top dude?
How has my day been? Well, yeah. It was basically kind of a bit frustrating for the reasons that basically I'm grateful for this show. The show is helping me out as much as it is any other listener out there. The show is helping me. I needed to basically apply this philosophy to life. All right? Okay. Same people. All right, I advise every single one of you out there, everybody who might be listening to this, listen to me. Take a moment, close your eyes, see the change you want to make in yourself. The change you want to see that. And everything can come up for you. Honestly. It can be better. You can be the you you want to be. It can happen. Just visualize it.
Mm.
Can you feel it? Drinking it all in? Huh?
Drinking it all in.
That's right. It's more right than it. The fact that one side fills you. It becomes you. It takes shape. What is inside? That's what it's all about. That is a thing. Everybody out there, ask yourself what it is you want. What do you need? Paying for.
Dude, this one
what is it?
Too. This one thing you have to consider too is sometimes we complicate things that people need from the basic concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then ease past we need by telling about things that other people need, and they can't live, you know, be on that treadmill. Mostly be on the treadmill because they're not even in no emotional shape to transition and to move, right? And you have to think to yourself, when you're looking at a problem and you're just sliding past, think to yourself what oppositions you had and how if people would address certain things in your life, you would have had different results because that was something that you was dying some assistance on and you didn't get that help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just think about it just from the basics, right? Think from the basics what to, you know, really connect with people. And it can be some basic things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes don't resonate with you like others. Why is that? Because when they're talking about things, they're talking things, and it's like they're intentionally overlooking things, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's kind of rubbing you the wrong way. because they know what you need. You know, you're seeing some things in people, and you can see sometimes. Now everything is not as it seems, right? At the same time, everything is not what it's not seeing. You know what I mean? So, like, the people you're always getting mad and they still get mad about is things. Some things that comedy can be, as you heard over the years, some of that stuff has been so highlighted, it's so hot, and been really a big layout. It's a lot of stuff would be really true, and some people don't necessarily have that experience. But for those that a lot of people do have, discredit that. I don't think that's the route to go. Now, so this show changed from the past, being a change for the future.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Comedy. Technically, my name is Organic. Okay. But comedy there because it's travel. Comedy wants to be a part of something that can introduce the organic. And even though I'm not limited by comedy, but part of the actual platform that travels with my, you know, my organic self. Organic, okay, you know. And so when I tell people, I say, what is the show about? It's about battered men and unbattered people and the crossing element of not, when you clean those contamination and these things that are not there, you have better results, right? So, okay, this is what I'm saying. So if
go for it.
You had a dining room table, some people have a dining room, right? That's where possibly everyone eat at. You got all this nice fruit on the table. If you got some fruit, you know, a lot of people have fruit on the table. You go to the store and you got raw meat and you just slim, you know, raw meat, depending on what it is, and it's contamination, right? Psychologically, people are contaminated. You hear people, you have a lot, listen, people hear a lot of powerful messages. Back in the day, I listened to radio an awful lot, right? You hear radio, you know, someone's car, and you hear a message, right? You hear an organization, you hear some kind of talking point, you say, this talking point really got my attention, but guess what happens? Somebody call or something like that, and they turn off the program that you would listen to that was what it should have been, right?
Mm-hmm.
By default, some people have got you in change, and I'm going to change your life, and it's so bad that the change that they help you with it because you can't even hear the message no more. And they tell you, well, call in this number. Call his number. Oh, okay. All right, man, I'll talk to you later. Call his number, stick or back up loud again. Call his number. Let's call you. Like, isn't that something? The change is going on that you really could have some help with is being compromised with cross-contaminated people calling to this person's phone. All right, okay, talk to you later. And you hear sometimes. And they hang up, and then you go back up. So now, you're like, oh man, I got partial the number. Let's see the person say this again. How you can be in a setup where someone is going to be changing your life, not even knowing, but things are not lining up, so you can get all the resources you need. The person. Well, and then you're like, oh man, I missed it, right? You got part of the number. Everyone again. I'm not sure who's listening because I think someone that we didn't get. And you'll realize that person pushing that saying, I didn't get a chance to write this down. They're laughing. But to realize exactly what's happening to you right now. So what I'm trying to tell a tough dude, when you're feeling your desire, stop taking, because the same thing you was looking for and someone's trying to help you, no one was helping you, guess what? You're still the same person that now you're on both sides of understanding what people have experienced. Get this, man. Don't forget, just because you got resources, you don't necessarily, people didn't always have this understanding. each person does that, right? So one of the things, don't start feeling falling short in your delivery. You realize that? Sometimes your delivery, it can just turn off someone's understanding of listening, right? Deliveries that made us feel like we're so sleepy or bored that a person can't listen to it no more. So as much as you're trying to get some message, tell them something that could change their life. And don't even, the people that can't hear it, won't hear it, don't care about hearing it, but think about the people that would be impact your life. You had an opportunity if someone gave you all the resources. So you're reaching something. I keep explaining to you, man, stop half doing this stuff. You know, you changed my life. This is an emergency. This is somebody's life, and it's an emergency right now. Life is not an emergency, but don't worry about that. The people's life, the message you're saying is truly need something from you. And when you don't do it to the best of your ability by being really on it, you're compromising somebody like yourself that didn't get that message. And you just keep feeling sorry for yourself and compromising. People don't like people that don't necessarily have that desire because people start compromising you and they do the same thing. It's like, how you not? Well, they got too much with on their own plate. Man, no one really care about that. People care about if you truly are pushing this, push. Don't sit here and be on eggshells and not knowing what you want to say. Say it. Get second and third chance to make first impressions.
Okay, here it is. What if they'll change their minds? Everybody, some of you wondered, how do I make time for change?
All right, let me make a born as speech. Come on, man, get to them.
All right, so listen. Just keep in mind all the stuff you want. Don't just about it for escapism. Think about it. You're having these fantasies because your mind is trying to tell you you need, these are changes you need to make. Make that change.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Have your...
Okay. All right. All right, sir.
Even you know, there's some of you out there who feel like you can't because you're already too settled in your way. Some of you figure... Now I got kids. I don't have time. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have done all this or whatever. Now I don't have time anymore. Now it takes up everything. You can still find a way to make that. Think about your personal success.
You know, one of the things you hear sometimes people try to and this and this, and I'd be like, man, I'm tired of people trying to sabotage people that truly have the ability to care about their kids. I just, my kids, and it's almost selfish because they're not really what they're thinking. And action, you can't follow their action. And people say, well, you can't tell them what they're thinking, they're feeling. But you ever seen so many parents that try to go out their way that they're not about what they're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And you neglected, and if you talk to the kids, people wouldn't even say that. You know, think about this. Think about all those times where you see kids and you see them, and sometimes adults talk to them and say, well, my parents had this issue, you know, issues, and they weren't around, and you talk to the same parents and they got,
My best friend was a guy like that, really. He had this, you know, his parents breaking up, his mental disorder, it all kind of sort of shaped what he did and who he was. I mean, all this, you know.
Yeah.
Damaged a lot.
You're talking to somebody. Think about it. You talk to somebody and you're addressing something. And it's so powerful as you're addressing it, don't forget that. Vulnerable, and vulnerable doesn't mean that you're less of a person. But the message you're giving, what would you give this person for is so solution to their problem. Because I think that's one of the things that's powerful. Give people solutions to their problem. What is the solution for someone's problem? They don't have a set of systems. You always hear experts talking about this is what their degrees are, these are. And you hear the experts, and the experts sound like somebody that molested the ability of the expert that don't have a license, right?
Yeah.
I don't have no degrees are better than the experts. Really. Truly, people that got degrees. And really, the thing that civilians don't realize is you're too in the entitlement of what the information could not be that you don't know. And what happens is sometimes the expert can tell you at least, oh, yeah, this is the diagnostic of this. This is what it is. The diagnostic of how this particular thing is this part of the brain and see this evaluation of where it's going on. And so it's a certain part of your brain of how you think and see you looking at the part of your brain, see the front brain, you look at, people try to fucking, you know, talk to you about the basic concepts, right? Think about how many people that have the best and just had them just not even understanding how smart this person is. It is, we don't have more of those people giving you the understanding you have the buzz. See, across, like, information is limited by who you are. We don't want to be distracted. You want to see about how the person is telling you something. You want to be distracted by contamination, right? So then somebody truly has information for you, so don't listen. And I don't want that, right? You don't want people to be limited by just the source, but to be understanding the results that this person may give this person, right? Like every person not able to give every person the same results they need, right? So, about that, right? So we have better mm-hmm. outcome. Now, as you were saying, talking to you, I was hearing you, and people listen to you. Hear your message you give them.
Change. You can hear this. There's this soul inside you dying to change. See, let me tell you something. Evolution, that is the answer to everything. That is the answer to society. Evolution is about change. Gradual change to fit the environment. And
back of the moment, you're just running. You said something, your phone distorted. I'm trying to get you to repeat that part, and you're just running past me.
Evolution is about change. That's what it's about. It's to see gradual fit, basically, you know, one's natural habitat, their own environment. And the truth of the matter is that this is inescapable, you know?
You said inescapable or unescapable?
Yeah, inescapable, because, look, you need to change. You have to adapt to the environment for survival, for comfort, for happiness. Meant to become what is really greater, and that's what this show is about, that change, gradual change.
But
it's calling out to you.
The part I'm asking is it evolution, isn't it at times, is it almost like a slinky as the world turns? Because you can go to the things you're thinking about and where you're at is not fitting, it's not even healthy to doing, and you can go somewhere else part of the world that what you're thinking that it's something that they're living by. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the amount of successful things that you're doing that people live in. That was a successful thing they've been doing for, you know, tons of thousands of years, tribe, or, and they love what you're doing. And you know that you resonate with them on a deeper level. Imagine that. What about some of the people that are in certain places, part of, you know, the West, they're doing, they go to other environments, and their mindset change. Once they've been around different types of people, eating habits change, and people not judging them, oppression, toxic energy, but judge them under a solar highlighted energy wave and, you know, having the soil become a different way of how to harvest. You find people that look ill go to places where people be cold. Just by the environment and their energy level and less and the contamination, the eye change. Say, oh, man, I don't want to smoke. I don't want to do drugs. I just feel from here. This, like, you can see the thing they're changing. Just try to ignore it because this person did so much and they feel like they don't want to know about this person's change. Think about that. How would you truly feel if you went somewhere in your life and so you'd be kind of tired and muffled out because people would not acknowledge didn't want to acknowledge it. That's the problem. You around people that don't want to give you acknowledgement for your change and growth. And if you change and grow, that's where you should be most powerful. You realize some people trying to hide people like you. Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
People trying to hide you. Do you think how powerful you would be, how powerful people like you would be if you your thought process became the norm and what is and you know that what you were doing wasn't wrong, you would even think about you start laughing when people did this. And that's something you understand. It's too many people that truly will connect with you. Forget the people that you're dealing with actually around because you're not traveling, you're not seeing people that's what they're saying. But you're too muffled, bro. You talk too muffled. I'm direct. And then about the Asperger's, you talk too muffled about what you're thinking. It's too hostage. And this is like slavery hostage spirit in your mind. You're like, somebody, it's too familiar with slavery. And saying that means that it's a lot of things that relates to people as like a distribution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like this level, bro, for real. It's so many people that's around. You know, it's places where you sit are old. Do you know that? You're in a world that you sit are old because people have died and they're raised up and they're the dope. And they're not even old as you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people that could get to know what your message is if you stop trying to modify. Like, everybody don't understand you. Everybody's talking to people with a sense of, amnesia effect, right? People where the life or what your pain is, you're not talking like your pain is and your pain. You're talking like your pain is amnesia. But what I keep seeing you run right into, this is like deja vu to you, and you're still experiencing the way you're saying it. Right? If you experience this, it's not different than having amnesia by itself. So when you experience a thing, what you do is sit back in the pocket, don't let people know that you understand what they're saying, and just get it. That's worse than anything. Because you get what they're saying, you get the example, you sit there and just, stop tuning out when someone's trying to give you life-changing things. I keep
speaking
telling
to me
you,
right now.
Repeat that.
You're speaking to me right now, direct now, basically. The show is, what's the phrase I'm looking for here? It is speaking directly to me. I mean, it usually it is, but not just entirely. Now it's all about. I want to see if that.
The phone, your batteries, something is going on with your phone because a walkie-talkie on the wrong frequency. And you can hear how the line, like as you're talking, it started to jack, you know, it started to jack. And that's just, you know, I'm hearing some of what you're saying, but it's distorted. And every time I, you know, say anything, I can tell it on your line because I don't hear it and start talking. But as you're saying, go ahead because you're coming some. you realize it's powerful,
okay,
don't muffle it.
Okay. I'm going to basically promise all the listeners out there that I'm going to make major change in my life tonight. I'm going to start doing that. Why? Because I want to show you that it is possible. I want you to do the same. What you're not going to settle for anymore.
Don't talk that. Talk the freedom of your actions. Don't talk from the, I'm going to talk from the freedom of your actions. If your actions is burnt out because you of something you're not going to do, because it happens. It happens. Think about all my father. Hey, man, hey, son, I tell my daughter I'm about to pick them up, and then guess what? They be waiting all day for their parents to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every car drive by, just they feel like. I think that may be them. You got the window, and guess what? This no good, selfish, excuse-giving person wasn't even doing nothing half the time. And he just wasted a very moment of bonding. And people that, guess what they always want to do? That's what normally they always want to do. They always want to be the person that got the most problems. They want to take, you know, it's dangerous, bro. When people try to always, it's happiness. What the thing is, like, they want to make sure, like, their sadness is supposed to eliminate your pain by telling you their pain. It's like, man, they told me my problem was free. All you told me was, as long as you can tell me you got an excuse, you got a problem, I'm supposed to just bow down to your pain. That's contamination.
Damn.
And them kids become
evil. You spun my mind. Spun my mind there. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. You speak. Yeah, so I'm making sure you spin back around so we are all together.
Indeed.
Come on now, don't forget. Don't get like the turtle. We don't got the turtle time.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Look, okay, absolutely. We're all meant to change. We're all meant to, that's like,
okay.
Even children.
Okay.
Children will basically live to be children and what, not whatever.
You know,
supposed
I
to get
you to
better
do,
and learn more and what.
I want you to talk from the meaning of your experience and not just talk because you think you got some words to say. Because you know how you talk and you feel that is not in your... Your desire to say, talk from your desire to something you want to say, right? So, put meaning in your delivery, right? In the will of delivery. Now, everybody, this is Comedy Organic Okay. The show is called Seeing It As Being a Change for the Future. My co-host is a dude who is saying, you know, in his experience, tell you some things that's going to change in his actual decision making. We're going to stay tuned in and see how that decision making, how's that improve over the next week or so if you feel that. Now, talk to you, thank you for your time. Do you have any final words as we wrap the show up?
Every single buddy out there, get better. You can do it. You were meant to do it. Can you feel it calling out to you, dying to tell you to get better? Please do it. You deserve
all right,
it.
All right, sir. Wrap the part. Like less than 10 seconds.
You can pick up all our shows off the web off blogtalkradio.com. I'd like to thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank yourself for getting involved, for bettering yourself. Thank you. And good night.